Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know, just a typical Sunday evening in the world of sports. You know, we're going to recap the World Series. You know, congratulations to the Giants. You know, we're going to start off with that, you know, on the show. And also, we're going to talk about, you know, the Jets and another brutal loss, this time to the Chiefs. We're going to preview the Giants-Colts series. That's going to come up later tonight. The Knicks versus the Charlotte Hornets, I should say. You know, finally NBA got it right, you know. But we'll get into that also a little later on. And of course, recap, you know, the world of, you know, sports entertainment. Talk a little WWE. You know, recap the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event, and of course, as usual, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, feel free to, you know, let your voice to be heard. You know, literally and figuratively speaking, you know. You guys know the number. Feel free to call in and, you know, share your thoughts. But with that in mind, let's talk about the World Series that just ended, you know, a few days ago, basically. We have a new world champion, and, of course, it is the Giants. The Giants have won 3 of the last 5 World Series, and they look like they have a modern dynasty. It's not the traditional dynasty where you win 3 straight, you know. Kind of like the Patriots, you know, dynasty that they had, you know, during their run before, you know, they got beaten by the Giants twice in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could make a case for Giants, Cardinals, Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Those have been the teams recently in the last 10 years that have been winning most of the baseball championships lately.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, man. Yeah, they snatched the title away from our Mets in 06. Of course, I'm referring to the Cardinals, who, you know, lost to the Giants.
Yep.
You know, the Giants and the Cardinals, they're clearly, you know, not only the best 2 teams in the National League, but, you know, in all of baseball. You know, the Royals, you know, even though I knew the Giants, in my opinion, had the better pitching, but, you know, I felt that Royals, you know, they weren't a shabby team, of course, not by any stretch of imagination, but I just felt like it was the Royals' year, you know.
Me too.
But, you know.
I thought the Royals were a Cinderella team, and I thought they were going to win it.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the Giants, especially with Baumgartner, he turned that Royals offense into a bunch of pumpkins. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Man, I mean, you know, you got to tip your hat to both teams. You know, they, you know, it was a well-fought, you know, World Series, you know, went to the 7th game. But, you know, it was Giants' year. You know, we both thought it was Royals' year. You know, everybody wanted to be Royals, like if they were Lord. You know, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be. But, you know, the Royals, you know, they should, you know, they're going to do everything in their power to try to go back to the World Series yet again and finally snap what would be a 30-year drought.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a very good World Series to watch. It was great to see the Royals, the World Series after, what was it?
1985.
Yeah.
It's 29 years now, you know, because it was 85.
Right. Close to 30 years, I should say.
Yeah. When they beat the Cardinals, their, you know, interstate rival.
But, they should be optimistic about the future with that team. They have a lot of young guys on that team.
Butler, I believe he's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to do everything in their power to keep that guy, you know.
Yeah, they're going to be good for many years to come.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's the recipe to winning a championship. You need veteran guys, you know, to lead the way, but you also need that young core nucleus, you know. And, you know, both of those teams have it, you know. And, you know, we haven't seen the last of those teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially the Giants. I mean, this guy, man, Baumgartner, I mean, before his impressive performance in the World Series where he had a 5-inning save, which is the MLB record. I mean, you with the 100-plus year of the World Series, you would have thought, like, you know, some, you know, legend. Well, but then again, in the olden days, you know, the guys like to complete, you know, like Babe Ruth, you know, Cy Young, Christy Mathis and those type of dudes, you know, they complete the games, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah,
there was no need for the closer. I mean, it's probably like around the 60s is when they had closers, you know. Mets had the, you know, Tug McGraw, you know, pitching in the out of the pen, you know, saving some games. But before that era, there wasn't really closers because basically everybody completed the games, you know.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that what a gutsy performance. And before that save, this guy was like 4-0 with a 0.23 ERA or Yeah, I mean, it was like unbelievable. I mean,
wow.
You think you were playing the video game? I mean, his stats, man. I mean, it's right up there, you know,
yeah.
with the Bob Gibsons and you know all these, you know, Whitey Ford, all these, your boy Andy Pettit. I mean, it's right up there with one of the big game pitchers of all time, right there.
Yeah, he's gonna be a very great pitcher for years to come. That Bumgarner.
Shoot, that bum better sign with the Mets whenever he becomes a free agent.
or the Yankees.
Nah, the Yankees are fine. They got 27 World Series, they'll be okay.
Hey, I don't mind him coming to the Yankees, that's for sure.
I know you wouldn't. All you guys do is give him a penny more than the Giants will and he'll come with you guys.
Exactly. Give him a blank check.
But, you know, who knows? He might be that loyal guy. You know, he won titles with them. So, you know, he might stay with them. You never know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Because, you know, Giants have, you know, they're a smart organization, you know. But, you know, they also have a big decision on their hands. They got, you know, Kung Fu Panda Pablo Sandoval is going to be a free agent.
Yep.
And it looks like Pablo Sandoval believes he played his last game as a Giant. He doesn't think, you know, they're going to re-sign him. But, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see, you know, if they're going to do that. Because we all know how popular Sandoval is in, you know, in San Francisco. So,
yeah,
it would be a blow if he you know, he doesn't return. But I hear there's rumors that, you know, your guys, the Yankees, the Red Sox are among the teams that are going to be interested for his services.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Red Sox snatch him up.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, yeah, I think this will be his last year with the Giants, too. I don't think he'll go back.
Yeah. But
he's played really well for them.
Yeah. And, you know, with the Yankees, you know, the big news that happened with the Yankees is that, you know, A-Rod got reinstated. You know, I'm sure I know not a lot of Yankee fans are going to be throwing a ticker tape parade, you know, with that news. But
oh, hell no.
But, hell no. You know, you knew it was going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can stay healthy, stay off the steroids, and, you know, turn back the clock and, you know, help the Yankees. I mean, you can't expect this guy to hit 30 home runs like, you know, he was in Texas or early on with you guys or Seattle when he started his career. But,
yeah.
You know, hopefully he can give you at least 20 and 80, you know.
Yeah, well, we don't even know what he has left. I mean.
he looks shot. He looks washed, and no pun intended. I mean, he looked washed up, you know. I mean, if it wasn't for that huge amount of money they owe him, you know.
Yeah.
He would have been retired. No team would have probably went after him, or else they would have gave him like maybe like a veteran type contract, maybe $1 million. See if he makes a club, and if not, you know, just cut him. But he's making a lot of money, man.
Yeah, 3 more seasons with the Yankees, so we have to endure that, and hopefully he gives us something.
Something, yeah. Because anything's a proven what he gave this year, which was absolutely nothing, because he didn't play.
Yeah.
And he got suspended, you know, because of the, you know, the whole the steroid issue, isn't it? He got suspended, I believe.
Yeah, with the laboratory and the records. Yeah, MLB suspended him for that.
So yeah, he missed like what was it, 200 plus games? 215, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah. You see my HGH. Well, this was there. Well, I think it was receiving like they had records about from that he was receiving HGH supplements from Biogenesis, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and he denied it and he got suspended. Yeah.
So, what do you think? You know, Yankees should do, you know, to improve their offseason. You know, there's rumors that they're going to sign Omar Minaya in, like, an assistant role for, to work for, you know, Cashman, because apparently, you know, they're still friends ever since, you know, they both were, you know, GMs in, you know, in New York. So that's a possibility. I don't think it's official yet, but that's the rumor I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care about what they do as far as any kind of a managerial role or any type of vaccine role. I'm worried about what's on the field, you know. We need some offense on the team right now. I feel we got the pitching, but we definitely need some of the we need someone at shortstop to fill in for Derek Jeter. A-Rod's going to come back to fill in for third base. Yeah, I mean, we definitely need more offense this year because last year the offense was very inconsistent. So hopefully they could bring up some guys from the minors also to fill in. I mean, I think Sandoval would help, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he could play third base and A-Rod could play shortstop, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. You know, A-Rod, I mean, Jeter is retired, so he doesn't have, you know, Jeter looming, you know, over him. You know, the shadow of Jeter. Or he could just stay in DH, you know, be a DH.
Yeah.
That's another possibility, you know, especially for an aging guy.
Yeah.
So he has three options. He could finally play short. He could, you know, remain at third, or he could play DH.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what happens with that, for sure. But, let's switch gears to the football. And, unfortunately, the Jets, man, they're 1-8. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs by the final score of 24-10. You know, this was Vic's first start as a Jet. And basically, you know, it was like Geno played, basically, because, you know, the streak continues. You know, this is another lost season for the Jets. And you could basically write it down that this is Rex Ryan's last year.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see all of the game. I saw some of it, but, I mean, you could tell the Chiefs were going to win this game. I mean, it looked like they had control of the game throughout.
Yeah, you know? it was like, what was it? I think it was like, what, 21-7 for the most part, so... I mean, there was nothing really. I mean, they dominated them. I mean, there's nothing more you could say.
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs have a good defense. They have a running game with Jamal Charles, and Vic did play good today. It looks like he was 21 of 27 for 196 yards and touchdown. So he did play much better than what we saw last week. But
well, yeah, definitely. I mean, he turned the ball over three times, so I mean, he did have a much better game, but.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, it's still a loss, you know.
Yeah. And Jets are 1-8 and getting closer to, I mean, there's not many games left. You know, after this, you only got 7 games left, so.
Yeah.
First half of the season is gone now.
Oh, yeah. At this rate, they might tie their record. The 1-15 season they had, what was I think it was in the 90s, might have been 96, 97.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe, hey, if that does happen, then you could get us some high draft picks, you know?
That's another positive thing.
Yeah.
Man. It hasn't been pretty. Even the first game of the season when they beat the Raiders, man, was a close game. So, I mean, they could easily be, you know, 0-9.
0-8. Yeah, 0-9, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about that, man. Except for, let's move on to the Giants. And of course, you know, Giants are going to be facing the Colts later on tonight. I know you got to be pumped about it.
Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow night on ESPN.
Oh, right. Monday Night Football, right. My fault. Yes, you're correct. Monday Night Football, right. 8:30, I believe.
Yeah, so that should be a good one. I mean, the Colts are one of the good teams in the NFL, playing one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough test. It is going to be in Giants Stadium, so that does help us a bit.
Oh, absolutely.
But the Giants, they have to rebound after those two straight losses to both the Eagles and the Cowboys before the bye week.
those divisional losses, you know they add up, man.
Yeah.
They need to win out, you know. They need to win out, you know, because.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only, you know, morally, you know, defeating, losing to your rivals, but, you know, even statistically wise, you know, those games are more important.
Yeah, and in the division right now, Cowboys lost today. So Cowboys have lost two straight. Eagles, looks like Eagles won today. Nick Foles got injured. Mark Sanchez came in and played good for the Eagles. So it looks like Mark Sanchez will be filling in as backup quarterback for the Eagles in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a good, that should be, Giants should be reunited with Mark Sanchez next time they face the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, remember there was a Giants fan, I don't remember, it was like on TV. Basically, mm-hmm. the fan thought Mark Sanchez played for the you know, the Giants.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, you know, Sanchez, you know, he has some memories, you know, down in, the Giants, you know, of course, as a member, as a Jet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my only game that I've seen, NFL game I've seen, was when they faced the Giants at the Meadowlands, and you know,
Oh yeah,
you were there too. You know.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was a beatdown. I mean, that was the beginning of the end for the Jets. I mean.
Yeah. Well, for Mark Sanchez, that is.
For Mark Sanchez and the Jets franchise, ever since that game, man, it was like, man, highlighted by that. What was it? The 100-yard.
Victor Cruz.
Yeah, Victor Cruz. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was like the beginning of the end for the Jets, you know, and they haven't recovered ever since.
Yeah, but
I mean, they did have an 8-8 season last year, but you know, that was like after, you know, basically, you know, they were out of it.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean. Right now, both teams are going in different directions. Hopefully, Giants can, you know, recoup and get back on a winning track, and hopefully, Jets can revamp or revitalize this season by getting on a winning streak. But right now,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. These games, they're getting dominated both offensively and defensively.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Jets are definitely the textbook of how you shouldn't be playing football games.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Do you know if the Raiders are still winless? They face the Seahawks, so I mean that should be a loss. Wait, I think that game is later tonight. If I'm not mistaken, it might be 8:25.
Well, the Raiders. It looks like the Raiders are losing to Seahawks 24-17.
For 17. Well, yeah, that's, you know, that's expected, you know. They are facing the defending, you know, Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, but they're still 0-7.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been, I mean, shoot. Well, yeah, if Jets didn't lose to them, I mean, if Jets lost to them, we would have been on opposite sides. We would have been winless, and they would have had one win. Wow, that's, you know, some ugly football games.
Oh yeah.
But let's talk about some basketball, man. Basketball season started a few days ago. You know, the Knicks, you know, they lost to the Bulls, and you know, me and you, we basically had the same mindset that, you know, if they lost to the Bulls, you know, basically, you know, they're gonna be 0-2 because the, you know, LeBron James had just been a buzzsaw and just, you know, whooped their behind. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing about sports. You never know what's going to happen. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did lose to the Bulls. Wasn't happy about it. But they redeemed themselves by whooping the behind of LeBron James, only scored 17 points and spoiled his long-awaited homecoming and return to Cleveland. And, man, I'm just happy. Hopefully we could keep this streak going and win, you know, defend our home court and, you know, improve our record to 2-1 tonight against the Hornets.
Yeah, after that first game where they lost to the Bulls, I mean, it looked like everything was downhill from there.
Oh, yeah.
But that they got that big win against the Cleveland Cavaliers on Thursday night, and tonight they play a Charlotte team that they should beat.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know with the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. Like we've said multiple times, you know, they play down to their competition, so.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And kudos to Charlotte, man. They got the Hornets' name back, which they should have never lost the first place. You know, that's what I hate about sports contractions. You know, how do you move a team that has success in a city like the Seattle, you know, Supersonics? You know, you move them, especially a team that won championships or at least a championship. You know, like the Seattle Supersonics, they won in what, 79.
Yeah.
But they moved them to Oklahoma City. You know, they haven't skipped a beat, obviously. I mean, they've been better, you know, in Oklahoma than they've been in Seattle, you know, since the Sean Kemp days in the 90s.
Right.
But, you know, to me, I feel like, you know, you should never move a team, especially a team that has success, you know, that's been to the playoffs, you know, a championship caliber team, and especially a team that has won championships or at least one. You should keep that team. If it's a team that, you know, they never won and, you know, basically the fans aren't coming, then fine. You can move the stadium. But to me, you know, it's not good as a fan of sports. You know, you get your heart invested into a team and then they just move them out.
Yeah.
I mean, it stinks.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. I mean, you know, thank God, you know, that hasn't happened to me yet, but you know, it's, you know, not a good feeling, you know, for a fan, I would imagine. But with that, you know, I'm glad the Charlotte Hornets, you know, are finally back in, you know, Charlotte. And now the New Orleans, the formerly known New Orleans Hornets are now the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, to me, they need to change that name, you know.
Yeah, that's
came up with a better,
they dumb came name.
They could come up with a better name, but. Oh, well,
name.
It's not my team, so at least I'm glad the Charlotte Hornets got their name back, you know. You know, they could relive their memory, their, you know, their glory days with, you know, Grandma Ma, Larry Johnson, you know. But, you know, hopefully that doesn't start tonight, you know. Hopefully we whoop their behinds and, you know, then they'll reminisce about the good old days in the 90s. Yeah, well, hopefully the Knicks will go old school. Shoot, you know, people are going to be like, wow, is that you know, Charles Oakley and Mason on the court right now? Shoot, the Knicks better go old school with their defense, you know. I want to hear the NBA on NBC theme song. That's how old school I want the Knicks to play tonight.
Hopefully we see it, man. Especially with this triangle offense that they've been talking about all season.
Oh, yeah. So, hopefully they can adjust to it. And then next year, you know, in the off season, they could, you know, get some pieces to, you know, help out Melo and hopefully bring a title back.
Yeah.
Been a long time since 73, man. 10 years before me and you were born. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's about time
when years.
They actually win a title for a change.
Yeah, 31 years.
Actually, 41.
41 years, right.
Yes. So, speaking of championships, let's move to the Hell in the Cell. And as you know, the title wasn't on the line because, you know, Brock Lesnar wasn't at the event, so he did not defend the WWE title. But there were some interesting matches. I mean, there was the Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins. Unfortunately, I missed that because my WWE network got cut off, you know, but I got it back. What else happened? Oh, yeah. One thing I heard was when Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins crashed into the table, you know, off the top of the steel cage. I mean, you know, that of the Hell in the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the announcers act like, you know, that didn't happen. You know, a similar thing didn't happen with Undertaker, you know, tossing Mankind off the top of the cell, you know, and the best Hell in a Cell match of all time.
Oh yeah, no question.
97, if I'm not mistaken. It was in the King of the Ring too, if I'm not, I think so, right? The 97 one.
I'm not sure.
And
I'd
also
have to go back and check.
And then also that match, the you know, this I think it was the second ever Hell in a Cell that marked the debut of Kane.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, wait. I'm thinking of that one I'm thinking of. Which one was the one that debuted Kane? Was it the Shawn Michaels one or was it the
No, the Shawn Michaels. Yeah, you're right.
The Shawn Michaels one. My fault. The original Hell in a Cell one was when Kane debuted against Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. But the Hell in a Cell one was Mankind versus Undertaker, and that was the best one, hands down. I mean, Mick Foley falling off the top of the cage, and that was before the match even started. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you say about that match?
That was a great match.
But let's go back to this one. You know, they had a great match. You know. You got that great chemistry, but of course Bray Wyatt interfered, and people saw Sister Abigail, you know, which distracted Dean Ambrose and cost him the loss. So now Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt is having a feud.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Oh yeah. So it's gonna be interesting, and you know Bray Wyatt's been hinting something's coming, so possibly might be a new faction. And also maybe Sister Abigail might reveal who she is, finally.
I want to know if that's going to be a diva, even.
It has to be a diva, Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be interesting to see who it would be if they are hinting at that, because maybe Sister Abigail could just be a ghost, you know. Maybe she won't have a diva playing her. Maybe it'll just be a, you know, ghost or whatever, whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Cena versus Orton, man. I didn't care about the match, really. I mean, I was curious to see who would win. I mean, I had a feeling Cena would win, but you know, we've seen those guys fight a million times. But it was a good match.
Would
you want me to tell you what happened? I started rooting for Orton once he hit that RKO. You know, out of nowhere. You know which one I'm talking about? Like Cena was gonna hit the Attitude Adjustment, and in midair he reversed it into the RKO.
Oh yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, "What the heck? That should have been the end, the finish of the that should have ended the match right there."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Cena did beat him. You know, he hit the Attitude Adjustment off the table. I mean, that was nice, but we've seen it before. I mean, you know, it's a good finish, but we've seen it before. But that RKO, he reversed it in midair.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, once he didn't get that, I was like, man, that's it. He's not gonna win this.
Yeah, and he ended up losing.
Yeah. And, you know, that was a good match those two guys had. I mean, for me,
it was a good match.
To get invested towards the end, you know, it was a good match. But, you know, they've fought each other
a million times.
A million times.
Yep.
So, you know, there's nothing really new you could do from that. I'm trying to remember what other matches. Oh, yeah, Cesaro, he lost two straight to Ziggler, so Ziggler's still the champion. Star Gold Dust, whatever the heck you want to call that team, they retain the titles. That's basically it. I mean, Sheamus retained the title against Miz.
Yep.
And Paige lost to AJ. And also, Nikki defeated her sister, Brie. So, you know, Brie is her assistant now.
Yeah. All in all, it wasn't a bad pay per view. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was good. It was entertaining to watch.
Oh yeah. Now there's rumors that Rusev's gonna be his undefeated streak's gonna be defeated by Ryback.
I kind of figured that because Ryback's getting a major push again.
Yeah. You know, he just came back on Raw, and you know he's back to his old ways. You know.
Yeah.
You know he's a good guy again. You know, hopefully WWE won't drop the ball on him like they did
last time
when he faced think it was the it was when he first tag teaming against the Shield. That's when they started dropping the ball against him.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he lost to Mark Henry, and then afterwards he turned heel for no reason, and that basically just put a nail in his coffin in his career. But with his injury, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. He came back after months away, and you know, he's a good guy again. So, you know, it's very promising.
Yeah.
You know, his future.
That'll be a big win for him if he defeats Rusev.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because they should have had Rusev lose to Mark Henry or, even better, Jack Swagger when the story was interesting. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. You have any last word you'd like to say?
Check out my show on Max, Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports from Legend every Sundays at 6.
You heard the man. Check out both shows. Check out this show every Sundays at 6 o'clock. And check out his show, I'm Max, every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. So, with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm Boy Mamo. I'm glad you guys checked out the show. And I'll see you guys next week. God bless.